Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Two very special guests today. We have Mark Malik, the chairman of the committee for the upcoming Evening of Hope event on April the 21st, and we also have returning to our show Colleen Middlebrooks, outreach coordinator for the Scott Center at Florida Tech. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wes.
It's so nice to be able to talk about Evening of Hope 4 that's coming up on April the 21st from 7 to 10 p.m. It's the center's major fundraiser, includes a cocktail reception and live auction. It's going to take place at the home of Florida Tech Board of Trustees member Joe Flamio. Let's begin, Mark, with your thoughts as chairman of the organizing committee. Why is this such an important event in the life of the university and the community?
This event supports the mission of the Scott Center, and it helps the Scott Center carry out its three-pronged mission of service, training, and research. And without the support of the community, it would be very difficult to bring these programs to the families and to train future therapists and come up with new solutions for autism treatment.
Now, Mark, of course, you're an attorney with Zeiss, Wiederman, and Malik. And how did you first get involved with this event?
My son has been diagnosed on the autism spectrum, and I just happen to be lucky enough to live in Brevard County, where we have so many resources, and I stumbled upon the Scott Center, and my son attended a few of the programs, and I knew right then that it has to be something that me and my entire firm have to support.
Now, Colleen, this is an event that could not happen, would not be possible without the support of so many sponsors. Tell us how they're involved.
Sponsors are vital to this event. This is our, big annual fundraiser, and we count on our committee members to go out and talk about the Scott Center and gather that support for us. And Mark has been instrumental in his role as chair of the committee. And we just really, really appreciate the support, especially particular families like the Kemp family. They have given us a Rolex watch to raffle off. Tickets are $25, and you can get them online at thescottcenter.org. And that's just another way for us to raise money for the Scott Center, and they've been very generous.
I know they've been strong supporters since the Scott Center opened in 2009, and this is a $6,600 Rolex Oyster Perpetual Explorer 2 watch, and the drawing for this is actually going to take place on April the 28th, correct?
Yes, and it'll be at Kempf's Jewelers on 5th Avenue at 1 o'clock, and tickets are being sold now online or at the Scott Center or at Kempf's Jewelers up until our event on the 21st. So you still have a few more weeks to get your raffle tickets.
As a community volunteer, Mark, who is donating so generously of your time to make this event a success, what kind of spirit and collaboration do you feel that you receive from your fellow committee members and community members who are so behind this activity?
The entire community has always been behind the Scott Center, but the committee for the past several years has just been amazing, and it's filled with a great group of people that donate their time, talent, and treasure to make the Scott Center a huge success, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart for all that they do.
And Colleen, at this point, how can folks get more information, and what should they be looking for? Should they like to take advantage of supporting this event or supporting the Scott Center in general?
They can contact me at the Scott Center, Colleen Middlebrooks, and I can let you know about different sponsorship levels, or just any kind of donation is welcome, and you'll be included in all our materials for any kind of donation you'd like to give. And just buying a Rolex ticket for $25 would be a good way to support us. We appreciate any and everything people are willing to do to help keep the Scott Center up and running and moving forward.
It's the fourth annual Evening of Hope, April the 21st, to benefit the Scott Center for Autism Treatment at Florida Tech, and there'll be that raffle ticket Rolex event that's happening, the drawing occurring on April the 28th, with the generous support of Kempf Jewelers, and of course, the generous commitment of time of so many volunteers. For more information, you can contact Colleen at 674-8106 or log on to www.fit.edu and search Scott Center for additional information. I'd like to thank our two very special guests for today's program, the chairman of the Evening of Hope Committee, Mark Malik, attorney with Zeis, Wiederman, and Malik. Mark, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And also like to thank Colleen Middlebrooks, Outreach Coordinator for the Scott Center. Thanks again, Colleen.
Thank you, Wes.
That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.